KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm John Sepulveda. It took weeks of negotiations and the horse trading was epic. But last night, California lawmakers approved an extension of the state's cap and trade system. It extends the state program that limits the amount of emission pollution from businesses. From KQED's California Politics and Government Desk, Guy Marzorati reports.
The stage that Governor Jerry Brown usually saves for stern budget talks became the scene of a celebration last night.
Thank you.
And strangely enough, in this deep blue state, Republicans were invited to the party.
Republicans don't get to sit on the stage, stand on the stage very much.
That's Assembly Republican leader Chad Mays. Eight Republicans in the legislature joined Democrats to extend cap and trade, which was set to expire in 2020. After the vote, Governor Jerry Brown went out of his way to thank one Republican, Devin Mathis of Tulare County.
The county that I got the lowest vote in any of my elections, Tulare County that he represents. So when he said, what did he say, it sucks?
I personally think cap and trade sucks.
That was Mathis just hours earlier on the assembly floor. Like most Republicans, the assemblyman says he's not a fan of the environmental policy. But he argued the deal has important tax break benefits that he can take back to his agricultural district.
I can guarantee thousands of my friends and neighbors stability in their lives.
Liberal Democrats were swayed by the inclusion of a separate bill that addressed local air quality and a promise by the governor to work with them on affordable housing. For the California Report, I'm Guy Marzorati in Sacramento.
Let's go to Southern California now. A few weeks back, we told you social workers there were seeing more people without housing living along creeks and riverbeds. Now in Orange County, law enforcement are evicting roughly 100 people living on a half-mile-long homeless encampment. From Anaheim, David Gorn reports.
It's quite a sight from the nearby freeways here. You can see miles and miles of makeshift homeless tents along the cement banks of the dry Santa Ana riverbed. Yesterday morning, the county descended on one part of it. Half a dozen police cruisers, garbage trucks, and county health officials cleared out people like Daniel Stocky, who's been here for years.
For a long time, it was just a few people. And I don't know why it blew up like it did, but it just got way out of control.
Orange County Public Information Officer Shannon Wider says it's simple. This spot is a flood channel.
This is a non-public area that we're just maintaining. We're putting up security fencing and we're going to ask these people to move.
The county has made a big effort over the last year building two new homeless shelters, but advocates point out those are already full and that these people today are just being moved along. Stocky and his girlfriend saw the eviction notice posted on the fence 5 days ago, and now they're loading their stuff on a cart attached to a bicycle. Where will they go?
I have no idea, really. I don't. I've been looking around for a few days now trying to find a spot, and I don't really know. I don't have any idea.
Stocky is not looking further down the riverbed, as he expects evictions to increase, but county officials say they have no immediate plans for more. For the California Report, I'm David Gorn in Anaheim.
So a couple days ago in the Sacramento Bee, we saw a grab quote that grabbed us. Let me read it to you. As far as we can tell, if this thing were to become law, it would probably be the end of salmon in California. That came from John McManus. He's the executive director of the Golden Gate Salmon Association. And he was talking about a water bill that is making its way through the U.S. Congress. Our own Dan Brecky has been digging through this bill, and he joins me now to talk about it. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, John.
So what would this water bill do exactly?
Well, you may have heard that there's been a conflict over water in California.
Breaking news with Dan Brecky right now?
Breaking news. Listen, this is the latest chapter in that, and I think you can break it down to two sort of major sides. And one is representatives in the Central Valley, people like Representative Devin Nunes, David Valadeo from Bakersfield.
These are powerful members.
They are powerful members, and they've been fighting back against the Endangered Species Act protections for endangered fish for almost a decade now. So this legislation grows out of that. The situation's been exacerbated by the drought, where water really was terribly short, and people were suffering down there and also having to resort to measures, which was very frequently done, like really pumping a lot of water from underground to make up the deficit of surface water.
Now, you were noting that these powerful Central Valley Republicans who are members of Congress are fighting the Endangered Species Act. And as you noted, this is not something that's new. Is there anything new in this bill that we haven't seen before?
Well, there are a couple things. One is that part of an older piece of water legislation called the Central Valley Project Improvement Act sets aside both funding and water for wetlands restoration throughout the valley, both the Sacramento Valley and the San Joaquin Valley. This would cut back on that a lot. And then there's a long-term plan to restore Chinook salmon to the San Joaquin River. And while earlier versions of this bill would just kill that idea altogether and substitute warm water fish, probably bass, for salmon, salmon still are in this bill, but it would be very, very difficult for that restoration to happen.
It sounds to me what you're saying right now is that this is essentially the salmon in name only bill, that they're giving, you know, a kind of lip service that they're going to do something to restore salmon, but the restorationists say the other things that are needed to make this happen just aren't there.
Well, to be clear, what this is really about is it's about water, who gets the water supply in a place where the fight over water is getting more and more intense. The more powerful agricultural interests and some urban interests in Southern California are flexing their muscles. They're trying to secure as much of that water supply for as long in the future as they can get it. And that's what's really at the bottom here.
Well, you can't flex your muscles and be dehydrated at the same time, right,
Dan? You could get a cramp.
Yeah, that's true. Dan Brecke joining us. Thanks, Dan.
You're welcome.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Healthcare Foundation, celebrating 20 years of advancing healthcare that works for all Californians, on the web at chcf.org. Personal Capital, the website that shows all financial accounts in one place and helps plan for retirement, personalcapital.com. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected, on the web at theschmidt.org.
Okay, so Google's sister company is teaming up with the government to release 20 million mosquitoes that were raised by a robot. It's 2017, y'all. We're out of time here, but you can read about this. It's on my Twitter feed. I'm at JohnLGC. As for today, this has been the California Report. I'm John Sepulveda. Have a great day.